Thank you. Thank you. that is the Exploding Star Orchestra. Stars have many shapes. Project by horn player Rob Mazurek and Chicago. Located. And we heard Three Blocks of Light. Rob Mazurek, director, composer, cornet, and electroacoustic constructions. Nicole Mitchell, flutes and voice. Matt Barter on clarinet, tenor saxophone. Jeb Bishop, trombone. Jason Stunn on bass, clarinet. Greg Ward, alto sax. Jason Adjisvich on vibraphone. Matthew Lux on bass guitar. Josh Abrams on bass. John Herndon on drums. Mike Reed drums. Damon Locke, wood rocker. Carrie Biolo, gongs, temple blocks, vibes, percussion, and Jeff Kovskovsky on piano. And that's on Delmark, of course, solid Chicago band. Always some interesting music from them. Before that, from Gretchen Moncur the Third's octet, we heard Frankenstein from Exploration with a hot band. Tom Hagen's trumpet, John Clark French horn, Dave Woodley trombone, Gary Bartz alto sax, Billy Harper tenor sax, Gary Smulian baritone sax, Ray Drummond on bass, Andrew Cyril on drums, and Gretchen Moncur on trombone. And at the start, we started out the hour a ways ago, 34 minutes and 45 seconds, with a Joe Henderson record trio, rare trio record with Ron Carter and drummer Al Foster, and also a tune I'd never heard of before by Thelonious Monk called Boo Boo's Birthday. And let's see, we'll be moving on to Harris Eisenstadt and finishing out. There's some interesting news that I missed while I was on the road, is the burial of Lionel Batiste in New Orleans. If you go to NOLA.com and you look up, you'll see an incredible funeral at the Charbonnet Funeral Home in Treme. And like no other, it is pure New Orleans. The jazz funerals may have started out from West Africa, and when they hit here, they might have been traditional but African, but they are just far from that now. I don't think they do that. Yeah, it was great. I wish I could have been there, but I wasn't in town. I don't know if I could have got across the street. Anyway, Lionel Batiste was put to rest in just a blowout. It's incredible. I'm going to have to call my cousin Harold and see if he was there. Anyway, next up, back to this, Passport to Modern Jazz in this show. Anyway, that's off, you know, news that's been going on. It's not a new release. It's not a new player. It's not nothing like that. That is something. Lionel Batiste at Charbonnet Funeral Home in Treme, that is something. Anyway, back to the show. Thank you.
from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Background. Great trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, though. With his salute to Louis Armstrong, Hello Pops. We're here listening to The Rag. That's what it is. Meatball 1, 2, 3. Before that, the Brazilian trio from Constelação. We heard the Cedar Walton tune Bolivia. And that trio is made up of, on drums, Dudaca da Fonseca, on bass, Nilson Mata, and pianist is Elio Alves. And starting our set out, Harris Eisenstadt. Drummer Harris Eisenstadt, we heard. Darara Bean, Giolina from Gil. With Josh Sinton, baritone sax, Mark Taylor, French horn, Nate Woolley, trumpet, Taylor Holbyram, cornet and flugelhorn. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. Wycliffe Gordon, go out and get you some. He is just one of the best. He is the best. Hell, on trombone. And I'll tell you what, that's it for the show. We're here every week. Passport to Modern Jazz in some form or another, whether I be here or not. And we are at the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And right on campus in a beautiful studio here. And we do a two-hour show and we call it Passport to Modern Jazz. Hey, sometimes I can't put a name.